Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Welcome, everyone, again. This is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you so much for being here today, and we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. Hallelujah. There's none above you, none beside you, Lord God. And we bless your holy name today. And once again, we dedicate this broadcast to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we say, have your way. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. And as everyone comes on today, we make a demand on your anointing on everyone on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, knowing that each and every person, whether they have alphabets before their name or behind their name or titles or anything, that they have a word from the Lord, and we thank you that we just draw it out right now Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. And Lord, we thank you for your word that says if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we're gathered together in your name, Lord God. So we thank you for being here. And we love you, we love you, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, glory to God. I just want to let you all know that it's good to be home. It was good to be gone, but it's good to be home. Hallelujah. In case you didn't know, last week I went to a conference, the International Association of Healing Rooms, and it's called a summit, and it's our annual conference. It is led by Cal and Michelle Pierce. And so there are healing ministries or healing rooms under them that's all over the world. I think it's somewhere around 3,000 all over the world. And in this conference, people come and they share what the Lord is doing in their community. So we were just so blessed by it last week. The conference, it was like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we met three times a day. The worship was tremendous. We had worship before every session. It was beautiful. And it's just wonderful to meet people from different parts of the country who's doing the same thing, the same types of things that we're doing here in terms of healing, you know, the Lord moving through them with healing. Just a few, I could tell you like a whole lot about what happened, but there were some things that stood out, and there were some people from the Ukraine, and I know because of what's going on in the daily news, the Ukraine really stands out. And so there was a husband and a wife there, and, you know, you wouldn't know the kind of anointing that God placed on her because, you know, she was in a wheelchair. But God can use people mightily, even from a wheelchair. And so even though she was in a wheelchair, she had been healed miraculously of cancer. And so she started praying for people to be healed of cancer, and people were getting miraculously healed from cancer. And so she and her husband started a radio broadcast. You know, I was interested in that. Amen. And so they had a radio broadcast, and people were getting healed over that radio broadcast. So that was just absolutely awesome. You know, they came and spoke to us, and they could speak some English, but not a lot, but you could still feel the love coming from them. And I remember they passed by me, and, well, I had went and hugged the lady, hugged the wife, and you know, kind of hugged the husband too. And then later on they saw me, and they were passing by, and she reached out and grabbed my arm. And, boy, did I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. And so then there's somewhere in California, that wasn't Fresno. But it was somewhere in California, in Southern California, that a group there, I think it's called Santa Maria, maybe that's the city that they're in, but they call it the Santa Maria Apostolic Center, which is very interesting. And so this Apostolic Center, where they have the healing going on, the healing ministry, they built this. It's not a church, but it is, you know, walks alongside the church. It's a parachurch ministry. And so they had it built. And I was like, wow, I want to say, how y'all do that? Anyway, and they have 60 paid ministers on staff. and they're open from Monday through Saturday. And people are getting healed and trained. And what they were saying to us was that the worship is so important to just open up the atmosphere for the presence of the Lord to come and, you know, rest, rule, and abide in the midst of that place. And they were saying that that's how the healings are taking place, because the worship has gone on there, and just the place is saturated with the presence of God. And they talked about how a certain time of the year, like around Christmas, I think they take a couple of weeks off. And so some people came from another country, and they wanted to come and be prayed for, to be healed. Well, no one was there. And so these two people came to the door, and they pulled the doorknob, and they got healed just touching the doorknob. So that was really something to hear about. And then there's several groups now that have children on their healing team, or they have a children's healing team. And that's very exciting, because the children have a different way. I mean, it's very, very innocent. And, you know, they pray, and God shows them things in the spirit, and people get healed, you know, through the children. And so it was just awesome. That's just a little taste of what we hear at the conference. One thing that we heard that we've never heard before was that, you know, the persecution of Christians in other areas. And they were saying, you know, right outside a healing ministry, people were lined up and shot. So that was, you know, that was something to hear about. You know, we don't hear it in connection with the healing ministries, but there is persecution that's going on in other countries. And so we now, you know, we pray, and we know how to pray for them even more, as we heard of different things that's going on in the other countries. But just to know that God is still healing. And, you know, when I even heard about how some people were, you know, getting killed, it was like, Lord, you know, we're here in the United States, and, you know, we go to the healing ministries. We do it once a week. Our healing ministry, in case some of you don't know, is on Tuesday night from 7 until 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. And the way the healing rooms work is that, you know, you come in, and then we'll have at least two people to pray for you, sometimes three, and just concentrating on that person. So we take people to different parts of the building in a room. That's why it's called healing room. And we just concentrate on that person and pray for them. So the person is really getting individual prayer, you know, and it's probably maybe about 20 minutes, a half an hour. And we have seen people get healed. One of the recent healings that we've seen, just a dramatic healing, we were praying for a lady. We did not know all of the things that were going on in her body. And so we were just praying for her. She gave a prayer request, but it didn't have anything to do with the excruciating pain in her back that she was going through. And after we finished praying for her, she jumped up and was just really almost screaming. And we were like, okay. And then, you know, just began to praise the Lord. And just saying that she let us know then that she had been taking shots in her back, in the top of her back, around her neck, and then her lower back. And she had been getting shots for this excruciating pain for about the past 7 years. And she'd been going sometimes 2 and 3 times a week because the pain was so bad. And, you know, with her healing, she was not feeling any pain at all. And she was praising God, hallelujah, hallelujah, not to have any pain like that. She was able to get on her knees, get up by herself, and move around. It was God, Almighty God. So anyway, with these healing conferences, they're really just wonderful to go to. And even as I'm talking, we invite you to come to the St. Louis Healing Ministries Tuesday evenings, 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. And the address is 6923 West Florissant in St. Louis in Jennings. And if you know that area, it's the corner of Jennings Station Road and West Florissant, right by Roper's Ribs. Okay, so hallelujah. Hope to see you there, or, you know, invite someone else to come. We're on Facebook and it says St. Louis Healing Ministries on Facebook. Praise God, praise God. So it is so good to be back. I learned a lot while we were there, got touched, anointed, fell out under the power, all that good stuff, got imparted to. Hallelujah. And now we are back. Glory to God. So this month we've been doing tag team preaching. And got a word on that the tag team preaching itself is an awakening to stir up the body of Christ, that each of us should have a word from the Lord at any time. Hallelujah. And in part one, we chose any scripture from the Bible, one scripture, and then preached for 5 minutes. So good. Every week has been really good. And part two, we chose a faith scripture and then preached on a faith scripture for 5 minutes, or at least, you know, about 5 minutes. Could be less, could be a little smidgen more, but around 5 minutes or so. And then part three, which was last week, we had hope scriptures. Well, last week, of course, I was in Spokane, and I just want to thank God for our guest host, Pastor Helen Price, and for our guest engineer, Minister Joy Price. Oh, they did such a great job. I got to listen to most of it, but not all of it. When I came back to town, my body is still kind of getting used to this time change. And so I'm going to listen to the rest of it. But I heard like just the first part of it. But they did a really, really great job. And it's just such a blessing to me that, you know, when I ask them to help if I'm going to be away, they're just so gracious and do it. And I thank God for you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're on our part four this week, and this is our grand finale. Hallelujah. And our scripture and our five-minute sermon today is about love. Glory to God. Well, we know that God is love. Hallelujah. If you don't know any other scripture, you know God is love. The short scriptures, God is love, Jesus wept. Amen. So we want to hear from you today. And, you know, we know God has something through you today. And those of you who just joined the line, I want to say that we prayed for you in the beginning. Yes, we prayed for you. whether you have a minister, a reverend, a doctor, or apostle, a prophet, or teacher, any pastor, whatever is before your name, and if you have none of those before your name, you still have a word. Hallelujah. We're making a demand on the anointing on the inside of you to bring that word forth tonight. Hallelujah. There'll be no shyness tonight because the Bible says that the righteous are bold as a lion. Hallelujah. So we're looking for that boldness from the Lord through you tonight to talk about love. Hallelujah. Now, there's, you know, we could talk about the different types of love, agape love, phileo love, and all of that that's in the Word of God, however the Lord gives it to you, even a testimony about love. But we want to hear from you. So what we're going to do is just to ask you to begin to get in the queue. By pressing your number one key. Of course, Pastor Mom's going to be first, and she's ready. So press your number one key now and begin to get in the queue, and I'm going to tag you, which means just call you, open up your line, as I see your number one key press. When you press your number one key, that lets me know that you're ready. It's almost like you just raised your hand. And I see that someone has done that. So we're going to be bold as a lion tonight. And even if you just come on and just say one scripture that you know about love, just do that. Amen. And that's going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So I'll give somebody a hint. If you need a hint for a scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, that's the love scriptures. And so you can read that, and if someone else reads the love scripture, that's fine. Hallelujah. I want to say, as we began, you know, out of love, the greatest love is agape love, and that's that unconditional love. That's that love, you know, when the Lord just loves us dearly, and when we love each other dearly, that's that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That's that kind of love that, you know, that the Lord has for us, that he would come and die on the cross for us, that he would take the beating for us, that he would shed his precious blood and cause us to be blood bought by him. That's the kind of love that loves you when you didn't even do the right thing, when we were dead in trespasses and sins and on our way to a burning hell, and he decided, he chose that he was going to love us just in case we made a choice to love him back. Hallelujah. That's that kind of love that, as the Lord shared with me and was showing me what kind of love that he has, he said his love is like the outraying of the sun. It just rays out, whether anybody pays attention to it or not, whether anybody looks up in the sky and says, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. The sun is shining, hallelujah. If nobody even notices that the sun is shining, the sun is still out raying and shining. Hallelujah. Even behind the clouds on a cloudy day. Hallelujah. Even on a rainy day, behind the clouds, the sun is still shining. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of love that he has for us and wants us to have for one another, that unconditional love. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'll probably say some more about love as we go. But for those I see, others have joined the line. We are now asking you to press your number one key, being as bold as a lion, getting in the queue. You can have your love scripture in a 5-minute sermon. Hallelujah. And if you don't have a sermon, give us a scripture and give us a testimony. You have felt the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be on this line. Okay. We're going to open the line for Pastor Mom. Glory to God. She's a love person. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Praise God. Praise God for you inviting me to do this tonight. And I just want to tell you about God's love. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. And
amen.
One more thing I want to tell you. This is one song that is my favorite song, is I Love You, God, Today. I can't say very much. I'm just going to read the song to you for my son.
All right.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. So that's why my heart really is filled with praise in that song.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for his love. So thank you very much for having me to say that to you, to you all tonight. And I praise
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. That was good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You will.
All right. Amen. We'll come back to you again after we open the lines, after everybody finishes.
Okay.
Praise God. Amen. Well, she sounded like she was almost singing it then. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good. I see someone else just joined the line. We are in the midst of tag team preaching, and we're preaching about love. We have a love scripture, and people are preaching for about 5 minutes about love. Pastor Mom just finished, and it was good. What she talked about was 1 John 4:19. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. And then she shared a song with us, one of her favorite songs, I Love You, Lord, Today. So you can do that too. Even if you were not prepared before you came on the line, hallelujah, you think of a love scripture, and you could say a song with that, sing a song, or say the words to the song like Pastor Mom did. You can, share a testimony with us about love, you know, however the Lord leads you. But we just make a demand on the anointing in you to be bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Because what you have in you is needed, and it should be heard. Amen. Okay, we're going to open the line now for Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Well, good evening. Praise God. And welcome back.
Amen. It's good to be back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for coming on.
Well, I just want to say that we ought to just continue to love like Jesus did. And I want to read Matthew 5:43-48. And it says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Well, I want to kind of talk about when I first became to have a real relationship with the Lord. And I really kind of thought that according to the church standards, I was a pretty good Christian. And I thought that I really loved people, but I hate the sin that they might have been committed. Until one day I started a job, and I started on my, I guess I had been working maybe a couple of years, but I had been sent to another school, and this was a new school for me. And there was a lady that worked right across the hall from me. At that time, you know, we had like a media room. And so anything that you had to use in your classroom, like a record player or a projector, anything in reference to the media that you could use in your classroom, you had to go to this lady's room. But anyway, my room was directly across from this lady's room. And so I would go over there because I was right across the room. So I would go over there and ask, tell her what I wanted to be checked out of the room. And what she would do was, she never said a word to me. She would just get it and just throw it up on the counter and wouldn't say a word. And so my little feeling was just really, really hurt. I mean, because everybody I had worked with the last couple of years, everybody I worked with, they always seemed to really like me. And so I'm kind of really, really deep hurt about this lady. And so at that time, I had to really make a choice. Either I was going to just walk away and never say anything to this person, or what I could have done, I could have just maybe sent a student and never gone back over to her. So, but I was trying to build a relationship with this lady and show her some love. But she could have cared less about how I felt at that particular time. So I began to seek the Lord, and one of the things that came to me was that God said that hurting people hurt other people. And this person was completely in turmoil because I found out later on that this lady had cancer. And I didn't know, at that time I didn't know it. And what happened was there was one day that she had a birthday party for her one day. And I gave her a gift. And after I gave her the gift, she was so overwhelmed because she knew how she had really kind of treated me. But anyway, after that, she and I, when I would go over, then I got a chance. At that time, I was just beginning to pray with people, and I was just so nervous. And so I asked her, and I kind of forgot her name now, but anyway, I said, "Can I pray with you?" And shaking like a leaf on a tree.
That lady broke down. She just really broke down, and she just cried. And then she began to tell me what was going on with her life. So we ought to become compassionate like Jesus did. Sometimes we have to get past our own hurt and see that there is a need in someone else's heart. And continue to show that love, the love of Christ, in the other person. And as Jesus did, as Jesus said that we are to still love, I could have just kept going with her the way I was going, or I could have, you know, just showed the love of Christ within me. But I wanted to show the love like Jesus showed, and because he told us, he said, we ought to love those. It seemed like she was my enemy, but she really was not my enemy. She was going through pain, and she was just really trying to take it out on me. But I want to continue to show that love, and I just want to say that we should just continue. I know that we have people in our lives, and sometimes we think that it's about us, and it really has nothing to do with us. But it all has to do with people need to be loved. And so I just want to say, I just want to just kind of speak on the experience that I had in reference to love like Jesus loved. So praise God.
Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that was good. Because, you know, if somebody doesn't speak to me, I have to consciously make a choice not to get upset. You know, you say hi, you know, or anything in a situation like that, where she just plops it down. Yeah, that's a conscious decision to still love the person, you know. I even think yesterday when we were ministering at a senior apartment home, there was a woman who her leg was amputated, and she kind of reminds me of that, the woman that you were talking about. And it seems like she's just hurt, you know, from what she's gone through. And it seems like she just wants other people to be hurt or to feel the pain that she's going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, even her leg being amputated, most people, they'll cover up their leg, but she doesn't. You know, she'll wear something short so that people can see that her leg is amputated.
Wow, she's hurting.
And so, she's hurting. She's cussing people out. She's hurting, and she needs the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. Amen. We'll come back to you when we close when we open the lines for people to come on, okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay. If you're still here. All right. If you're not here, then we can't, right?
I'm going to help you.
I do understand.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was good. That was good, you know. It's easy to love people who are loving, who are kind, who smile in your face. But what about the other people? Amen. Hallelujah. And that goes back to Mom. We love him and we love others because he first loved us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For those who just joined the line, I just want to encourage you to press your number one key. We're talking about love tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Someone pressed their number one key. Praise God. Got in the queue. Praise God. And so we have a love scripture, and then we'll preach a 5-minute sermon, Now, so far, Pastor Mom, she gave her love scripture, and then she came back with a song. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, she gave her love scripture, and then she gave us a testimony. So you have a range of things that you can do as we are pulling on the anointing that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. We're making a demand on the anointing, the presence of God in you. Hallelujah. Now we're going to open a line for Reverend Treva from California. Hallelujah.
Hi, how you doing today?
Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Hey, how you doing
today? God bless
you,
too.
Apostle Kizzy and everybody, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine. My scripture today comes from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 37
okay.
through 40. And it's one of my favorite ones. We do every Sunday morning. This is a part of our worship. It's the summary of the Decalogue, which is the Ten Commandments, but it's, the summary comes from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 37 through 40. And I always try to get choked up when I'm asked to read this. The verse says, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important and the first on any list. But there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commands are pegged. Everything in God's law and the prophets hangs from them. I'm reminded several years ago, my mom, my cousin, and I went to a museum out in L.A. when they had the Dead Sea Scrolls. And one area that really, 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 really touched my heart, I just got choked up, was the area where they had the Ten Commandments, and which we call the Decalogue. That's the long version of the Decalogue. And we often do this summary. I just felt the anointing of God so strong. And I've always loved that part of the service. It chokes me up. But we're not only we're supposed to have love in our heart and love God with everything in our being. And then we have to love our neighbors, and it's not so easy. It's not so easy to love people sometimes, but just as your sister said, sometimes we got to love people. We have to, not sometimes, all the time, when we're under God's, when we want to obey God, we have to love even those who don't love us. And sometimes loving others may be just loving ourselves. So sometimes we don't love ourselves. You know, you can't love others if you don't love yourself. And I've had to learn how to do that. You know, like you say, hurting people hurt people. When you've been rejected by even loved ones and family, you know, but when you've been rejected by others, you know, it's kind of hard. And I deal with some things on a daily basis because of rejection I face. But you got to love yourself and you got to love others. It's hard sometimes. I want to get mad every day at what I see on the news, you know, because of things people do to hurt other people. But you still got to love them, no matter who they are.
Yeah.
And it's just,
yeah,
you know, this verse, loving your neighbor as yourself, I get choked up every time. And I did, I read a little bit different because we read out of the New King James Version at church, or the NRSV, so it reads a little bit different, but still the idea is the same thing. Love God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if God said everything hangs on that in the world, that means everything. You're to walk in love.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to share on that tonight. At first I wasn't going to say anything, but then God said he had something for me to say. So I'm glad I listened and I obeyed him. And so I turn it back over to you, Apostle Kizzy. And God bless everybody who's on the phone, coming who came before me and those who came after. God bless you all. I love you all. And you have a great evening. I'm going to go back on mute.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was good, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's you all, it's all about love tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to love the Lord our God with everything. Hallelujah. And then love others as well as love yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And to love ourselves, that's big. That's big. And the only way we can do it is that he first loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Okay. We're going to keep going and just want to encourage you all. We've made a demand on the anointing on the inside of you so that we could hear the word of God through you tonight. Amen. So we're looking forward to hearing the word of God through you tonight about love. So far we've had the three love scriptures, and then we've had some testimonies, and we had a song. So however the Lord brings it to you, we want to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Be bold as lions tonight. Amen. Okay, we're going to open a line for Sister Debbie. Praise God. Praise God.
Good evening.
All
can
right.
you hear
Welcome,
me?
Welcome, Sister Debbie. Yeah, hear
Welcome.
You well.
Good evening. Okay.
Yeah,
Glad
welcome.
I'll try not to be long. I have more than one scripture, and the first one I have is I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1, it says, to learn to love, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. And a lot of times we don't like that either. God have to discipline us, too, to let us know that, you know, you have to be obedient. And
Amen.
Also the second one I have is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, where it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and also what Pastor Catherine, that's what she was talking about, that, you know, about love, about the lady. And the testimony. And a lot of times it's hard because sometimes with me, people have said things, they'll say things to you, you be like, I don't want to deal with them. I just don't want to deal with them, but I just continue to pray and ask the Lord to give me strength to deal with them because they're going through something, they're hurting, and they don't know how, you know, to take it or somebody has said something to them or did something to them. And they don't know how to express it. And the last one I have is 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. And it says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. And a lot of times it's hard, but I continue to pray. And a lot of times you want to fight back or strike back, but I think about, like Moses said, be still and know that I am God. And one another song that I like, too, is Be Still, God of Fight Your Battles by Reverend Timothy Fleming. And I think about that. And I just, like I said, I just think about it. A lot of times when people say that they don't know how to come out and say, well, I don't, you know, something happened to them or whatever it may be. But I just, a lot of times people have said that, well, you quiet. You don't say nothing. You quiet. And I just sit there sometime and just let it go in one ear and out the other. And sometimes the kids mm-hmm. say, well, Mama, you don't say anything. No, my mother taught me, and she told us, don't argue. Because arguing, that's what, you know, don't do what Satan wants you to do. You know, the key is to outthink them. And they can't argue, you know, if you're not talking. But my mother taught us that, and I never forgot that. She said, you don't have to argue. When they're arguing and saying all kind of things, you can just be praying to the Lord silently. And that's mine, my sermon, that you don't have to struggle.
Amen.
Or you don't have to be loud and like that. Because mm-hmm. people think because you're quiet, you're scary, or you're weak, which is not so.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching the show that used to come on called Kung Fu, and they kind of thought that because the man was quiet, he was a Shaolin priest, but he wasn't. You know,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out, and they were surprised. So
mm-hmm.
that's the thought that I leave you all with. Just because a person don't be loud or don't get loud and go to talking loud don't mean that they weak. Sometimes, a lot of times, mm-hmm. a quiet person is stronger than the loud mouth ones. Empty wagons make noise. A lot of noise.
All right.
So I'm going to go back on mute and give somebody else a chance to speak.
Amen. And
Thank you.
I just want to say, even with that you were talking about in the beginning about love, when we learn to love, we have discipline and learn to have love discipline too. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, amen. Well, thank you. Glory to God.
You were.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we learn to love, and the Holy Ghost produces this kind of fruit. Hallelujah. And the fruit is love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I can think about in different times of my life, I knew that the fruit of the Spirit was active because I would have reacted in such a different way. Hallelujah. But the fruit has been produced on the inside. Hallelujah. And when the test came, like Sister Debbie said, I could be still. Hallelujah, and let God fight my battle. Glory to God. Now, that's some kind of love right there. Amen. I want to encourage you all that's on the line. We're moving right along, and you can press your number one key. We want you to be bold as lions tonight on our grand finale, and we are just reading a love scripture, and then doing a love sermon. You could do a sermon. You could do a testimony. You could do a song. Whatever the Lord gives to you, you can do that. Praise God. Amen. We're going to open the line for Minister Elaine. Praise the Lord from North Carolina. Amen. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Hey, good evening. God bless everybody.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Well, let's see. The scriptures that came up on my heart as I was trying to wake up here was 1 John 4:16, and I'm not sure if anybody had said this scripture or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know you probably talked about it, but to say it, it's a simple scripture. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. And when that scripture came up, and I started thinking about if you flip it and understand who God is, and then so you will realize the power of love, because we serve an all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty God that who's able to speak, bring life, change things, manifest things, just do marvelous and miracle things. And when we operate in that love, we operate in his power. We operate as him because he is love.
Yes.
So it is a powerful weapon. It's one of our most powerful secret weapons that we have the privilege of walking and living in daily because he lives in us. So we have the ability to walk as Jesus walked and have that power because of God that lives in us. I'm going to read, I had this book about love, and it said it's the most powerful force in the universe. And it says, walking in love is walking in the Spirit, and it's walking as Jesus walked. Nothing works without it, and there can be no failure with it. When we live by love, we cannot fail. So that says a lot. And if we can grasp that concept, that the power of love, God lives in us, and if we just allow him to be fully manifested in us, we, as we go about our daily walk, there is nothing that can come against us. Like the word of God says, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because the power of God is working in us. And it's we can master every situation. This is agape love is a new kind of power. It makes you the master. It makes us the master of every situation, and that brings me up to the scripture that, you know, God says, you know, wherever, you know, where we walk, we can claim, we can change the atmosphere. Why? Because his love, his power, his dunamis power works in us. And the last thing it says, for love is truly the only sure secret to our success. And that's the only way we're going to make it, is if we allow the love of God to, the power of God to flow in us, that we use that weapon, that we use God and all his commandments, all his ways, to just flow out of us. It'll affect situations beyond our imaginations. And all we got to do is just walk in love. It's a powerful weapon. And I don't think we even realize how powerful it is. And if we just reflect and say, wait a minute, it's God. So if we just walk in God, you know, we say walk in love, but it's really walking in God. So that's all I just wanted to share. God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That is powerful. Hallelujah. And I think if we could even grasp that, you know, flesh would lay down and love, God will rise up. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. We're going to open a line for Sister Rachel, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. I'm just blessed by how God used everybody. Hi, my God, Mom, Apostle Kippy. I just been encouraged when I listen to Pastor Mom and everyone, Reverend Treva, all what everyone said, and the woman of God that just finished up. Oh, my dear, because God has been saying, be still and know that I am God. He's been saying many things to me. But he told me to read this scripture, Zephaniah 3 and 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee singing. Hallelujah. And then I was just, as y'all was speaking and the woman of God was finishing speaking, a song just, I just began to sing a song, and it's, you're so amazing, your love for me is so amazing, your sacrifice for me, for every blessing. Give unto me. His love is just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, we know it was times when we weren't very lovable. There was times when I was going through a season and I had a rebellious attitude. I had to change my attitude, put myself in check, because his word says, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I had to look at myself and say, Rachel, listen. You are a daughter of the Most High God. Yes, you're going through things, but he is my strength. You're going to make it. And begin, like, doing like David, encourage myself and also treat others with love. I can't go around snapping on the kids and snapping on people around me because it's not fair and it's not right. I got to treat people the way I want to be treated and not hurt others. And that's another way of just allowing God's love to show through you, even when you're going through those pressing seasons. And those seasons are to work out our attitudes so we can be conformed to the image of his beautiful son, Jesus Christ, to walk in that love, that divine love that walked the earth for 33 years, showing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and all those who were around him how to love the Father. And I thank him for choosing to use me in my generation and to use each and every one that I heard on tonight. That is love, that all of us that are rooted and grounded in Christ, and his love is, God, our Daddy God's love is showing through us, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's just spreading to each and every one of us, building each and every one of us up in our most holy faith, keeping us with him, keeping us in his love, so we can keep sharing his love before, you know, because we never know when he's going to crack the sky. So it's a beautiful thing to continue to just be grateful for his love and how he gave us the power to love him back like he deserves through our surrendering. And he's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that he chose me, because it's been an experience. And every day is a blessing and a privilege to learn to love him more. And I just thank him. He is amazing, and he will stay amazing. And I thank him for knitting all of us together to encourage each other. And God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We praise God for you sharing. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That was good. And I know the Lord, he's been moving through you over these years, and I have seen, you know, such a growth in you, in the spirit, and just to see what God has been doing through you and in you, it's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for sharing with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now we're going to open a line for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, glory to God. Welcome back. As Pastor Catherine said, welcome back home, Apostle Kizzy.
Good to see you in your place. Amen.
And it's, and what you do is not as simple, is not as simple as it seems. You do what God gives you to do very, very well. I'm glad to be on this side and not on that other side. Glory to God.
Well, praise God. Thank you again, you and Joy, for this pinch hitting, as they say, last week. I sure do appreciate it.
Glory to God. We count it an honor and a privilege. I know God is up to something. I think he wants to make me a little bit more comfortable in doing a broadcast, so I praise God for that. And said, Lord, have your way, and I give him glory. So thank you so much for inviting me. And I also want to just thank God for every person on the line tonight and for all of the wonderful messages. I'll probably only come on this one time. After I finish, I won't come back on the second time. But I want to thank God for each one of the ones who ministered tonight. Everything has been so tremendous and such a blessing. God is just really building our faith. And I want to, as I begin to give the part that God has given for me, one of the things that Ezekiel, when God would minister to Ezekiel, he told Ezekiel to eat the roll first. And so us as ministers, when God does give us a word or speaks to our heart, we eat it first. And so tonight is a message that I'm really kind of ministering to myself. And if you want to come along for the ride, it's all right. Because it's just such a blessing. So I love to minister on this particular message and to always give a reminder to myself. As I listened to Sister Rachel and how when she was talking about that, you know, we have to be reminded, you know, about this love walk so that we won't just be, you know, nice to people that are outside and we can always be nice to people that are outside. But sometimes we're not as nice to the closest people that are around us. And I'm going to be going to Galatians 5:6. I'm watching my time. One of the things I want to say to us is that we didn't call you yesterday or contact you, Apostle. I thought Joy would. She said, no, Mom, I didn't contact her. We took Joe back to the hospital yesterday, and after I talked to Mama, and then he got out this morning, thank God. And so the paramedics came last night, and they recommended, when they did an EKG on him here in the house, they said that they saw some kind of irregularity because he had been not feeling well. He got nauseated and was kind of weak in his legs. After they told us if he has a problem, if he starts hurting on his chest, to give him nitroglycerin. And what, you know, nitroglycerin causes those veins in your head and all those other things to kind of make him nauseated and sick. And so we went on and took him on to the hospital yesterday evening. And they kept him all throughout the night and let him go this morning. So I just praise God for, doing well. And they said that he did not have another heart incident. Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord.
He's not in any pain, and he says he's been feeling good all day. So we praise God.
Amen.
He's right here today, too. So we've been kind of resting today because we've been up, you know, through the night and everything. So now I want to give real quick Galatians 5 and verse 6. And Galatians 5 and verse 6 says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. It says in the easy-to-read version, it says, when someone belongs to Christ Jesus, it is not important if they are circumcised or not. The important thing is faith, the kind of faith that works through love. So our faith, it works and operates through love. You began at the beginning of this month ministering on faith, about faith, and then we went on to hope, which is the expector of faith. And faith has ingredients, has to have certain operating systems. And this is what love is, the operating system of our faith. Many times I look faith when it says, that, hallelujah, it says faith is like a servant. Faith will present himself. Faith comes when we hear the word and goes forth as we begin to speak forth at what God says. It will go forth as we walk in love. And I often see like hurdles like, you know, when our nephew Lenny, he does hurdles, and he hurdles over hurdles in track and field. And I see those hurdles that our faith gets to. You know, one is the faith has to have some expectancy in it. It has to have a plan, a vision, a purpose, or it won't work. I mean, faith says, give me a purpose. Give me an expectation. Give me a hope. Give me a blueprint, a plan. I can do this. I can bring it to pass. So if there's none, that's one of the first hurdles.
Amen.
The faith just stands there and says, until you give me expectation, until you give me a blueprint, a plan, we're not just going to be nilly-willy. You got to have a pattern for this thing and tell me the vision that you want. And then what you want, you believe you receive it, and it will come to pass. And he said, I'll bring that on into pass. Then another hurdle that faith comes
Amen.
To is it comes to that area of love, where love comes in. Faith gets there, and there's no, we can't be mean as junkyard dog. We can't be, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the different things that go on, and faith gets there to that part, and faith says, uh-uh, I can't go past this now. And that's one of the things that we have to often, I think about when Aretha Franklin, that she was saying about respect. And one of the things about, with one of the ingredients in that love is respect for one another, to have a special respect. But I want to let the words say what it says about this area of faith. Now, I mean, of love. One thing before I go with into this next little part is in Romans 5, it says that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We're not even in this thing alone. And then very quickly, God gives us the character. He shows us the character and the nature of love. And that's what I love so much, is that he begins to show us, and that's what I'm talking about with myself. I always have to go back through this checklist, and the checklist of what is the character and the very nature of love. And, you know, that's found in 1 Corinthians, and it's chapter 13, verse 4 through 8. And, in fact, they call 1 Corinthians 13 the love chapter. But it says that the God kind of love is patient. It's kind. I'm just getting my checklist. Am I patient? Am I kind? It does not envy.
Mm-hmm.
It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps, and this one, oh my, when I get to this one, it keeps no record of wrongs. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need some checkup here and some work done. Does not, you know, because many times mm-hmm. we take our car in and have a checkup on it. We're doing a faith check where the love is at. It does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Oh, am I protecting? Do I protect or do I not? I need to come on up in that. Always trust. Always hopes. Always an expectancy for God to do what he's going to do. Always perseveres. And then it says, love never fails. So every time I go through this,
yeah.
I keep this before my eyes, because I have to remember that this is the character and nature of what God's love is like. It's not just a mushy feeling. Oh, I love you, I love you. And we say we love you, heart. We do that. I do that with my friends. But am I kind? Am I patient? Mm-hmm. Do I envy? Do I boast? Am I proud? Am I rude? Am I self-seeking? Am I easily angered? Do I keep record of wrongs done to me? Do I delight in evil? Do I rejoice with the truth? Do I protect? Do I trust? Do I hope? Do I persevere? Do it, and does the love in God, that God's love in me, does it never fail? And then I have to come back to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to love with the God kind of love. So that's the word I have for tonight. And God bless you. And I thank God for every word that came forth tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. We got to do a checkup now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Price?
Our
praise and cheering section, do you recognize your voice in there?
No, I don't. Well, I did not notice it. Wow, isn't that something? Can you hear me, Apostle?
Amen. Yeah,
no, I
hear you. I'm just laughing. I've been meaning to ask you that.
No, I did. Next
Say
time
it again.
Yeah, so next time I'll have to listen to it and see if I can recognize it. It's from one of the services at East St. Louis Christian Center. Is it?
I don't know where I get it. Somewhere on my phone or on my, it's probably on my phone, and I recorded it, and I couldn't find anything commercially that sounded like something I wanted. And this has the Praise the Lord in it. And it's like, thank, praise you, God. I'm going to play it one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I do.
You hear it now?
I do.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Just the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. There were other people.
Yes, I could hear the other people. I said, yes, I could hear the other people.
Right,
can you
right.
Yeah,
but
I didn't know.
I hear you.
I didn't know that I was in the midst of it. But thank you for letting me know that. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. And I'll
Amen.
Go back to you now.
Okay. Praise God.
Right.
Glory.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Have a good night now. All right.
Amen. Love you too. Hallelujah. Amen. So that it's been a wonderful night. I'm just going to kind of go through the ones who have called and just see if you want to make a comment about other people as well. And now I see some people on the line. I see someone that has a Nebraska. I'm just doing a quick shout out here. A Nebraska area code 402. We want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. If you want to say anything, you're very welcome to do that, and press your number one key will open up your line. We see Evangelist Barbara on the line tonight. We want to give you a shout out, welcome you tonight. Thank you so much. And then we see Sister LaToya. We on the line tonight with us. We give a shout out. Hallelujah. I guess you call to hear your mama tonight. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm trying to see if there's anybody else that I can recognize the numbers. But anyway, thank you all so much for coming on tonight. And before we close out, we're just going to go through to hear if anyone wants to make any comments. If you haven't pressed your number one key already and you want to make a comment, press your number one key. I'm just going to go down the line real quick here. And even before I do that, I want you to know we will be back next month in the month of October. And as we come back next month, we will have a new speaker. And she is the pastor of a home church. Now, it's kind of like, don't get it twisted. God is using this home church now. And so so we're going to have her on next week. Pastor Magnolia Haynes is who we're going to have on beginning next week. And so we're going to spend some time with her. She's a very seasoned woman of God. So we look forward to just hearing what God did to begin this ministry, what he's doing in the ministry right now. I believe we're all going to be super encouraged by her. So join us next week. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to open a line for Sister Debbie for any quick comments you may have.
Hello.
Sister Debbie.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I hear you. You have any comments?
Yeah. Yes, I had just wanted to encourage everyone, and I enjoyed listening to everybody's sermon and testimony, and I just had another scripture I just want to leave you all with, and that's Psalms chapter 86 and verse 15, where it says, "But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." And a lot of people try to mistake your kindness for weakness, but that don't mean you weak. It actually means that you're very strong.
Yes.
So that's
yes,
all
it does.
I have to say.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie. God bless. Have a blessed night. Amen. Sister Rachel, I'm going to open the line.
Hi. Okay. I just wanted to leave with this encouragement. In any situation, in every circumstance, always stay available for God. Always yield, because He is wonderful. And He loves us all.
Amen.
Like, when I mean, it's like you could be doing the laundry or you can be anywhere, grocery shopping. And sometimes that is how you react to a person, because they could be hurting. Because sometimes when I walk through, God would have me tell a person, "Jesus loves you and Jesus saves." He's like, "Oh, I needed that. Thank you." And I was like, "Okay, Lord."
Amen.
And I'll go to another aisle. But and I'll just pray for them, whatever they need or something like that. And then the Lord will meet that need. So I thank Him for His love and His compassion that He, when we stay available to Him, that song, "You gave me my hands to reach out to men, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I hear hearts that have been broken." And so we just need to just stay available to Him, keep yielding, because when we're available to Him, His love flows. Yeah. So I love all of you, and I've been blessed by everything God did through all of us today. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I thank you for being bold as a lion and singing. Thank you. Singing and sharing. Thank you so much. Amen. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Oh, and I wanted to say this, too, about while we were in Spokane, we met this lady, or we knew her before, and her name is Mary Lee, and we went to her and her husband have a, it's not in their home anymore, but they have a Bible study on Wednesday night. We make sure we get in on Wednesday so we can go to the Bible study. Anyway, the Lord laid on her heart to have these cards made. They're the size of a business card, and they're red, and they have the word love in white on the card. And that's all it is, a red card with love written in white on it. And she's had a whole bunch of them made, and she just gives them out to people as she goes. You know, she's not giving out her number or anything else, but she is saying who she is. She just goes by someone and gives them a love card. And that's it just has really blessed people. So she gave us some love cards. So we were handing them out in the airport and everything, whenever the Lord says, hand out that love card. So that was a blessing. Amen. I'm going to open the line for Pastor Catherine to give her comment.
Well, praise God. I have really enjoyed everybody tonight. It has been, I've gotten all of them were like nuggets for me, and I just kind of wrote a few of them down here. Lord, you care for me so many ways, and God is amazing. The songs that went forth tonight were just great.
Yeah.
And I may not remember who said what, but whoever said, love others as you love yourself. Praise God. And be quiet and let God fight your battle. Hallelujah. So if you can, it's hard to love somebody, let God fight your battle. Hallelujah. Then the other one is love is a weapon. that can change the atmosphere. I mean, you can literally change the atmosphere. You walk in love because God is love. Praise God.
Yes.
And then the last one, you know, I just love to hear I loved everybody tonight. But, you know, my sister has a way of always bringing that word out, I mean, and it just be so clear and understandable. But she did a great job, and that's what my message was on the other night when I ministered at the Vesper service was do a checkup. And don't we have to do a checkup?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do a checkup all the time. Lord, you think you got it right one time, and then the next time here's something else. You're going to always be testing. So we got to always have a checkup. So I just thank God for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you so much for just giving all of us an opportunity. You know, sometimes I was going like, oh, why do I got to do this? But I have really enjoyed it. It has really kind of did something for me this month. So thank you so much, Hugh. Great job.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You're welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this. And as I said before, this tag team preaching, we will do this again. Hallelujah. Because it's been such a blessing to me to hear from you all. You know, you've been, God has used you to be just so faithful and supportive on Get 'Em Radio and listening to us. And, you know, you make comments at the end. But you all of you have the Word of God on the inside of you. And, you know, and God wants to use you, and God wants you to be heard as well on this broadcast. So I'm so happy that, you know, he put that idea in my heart, and I'll go back and say I'm happy that he put that idea in Pastor Price's heart many, many years ago. And to see how it even works very well over the radio. Hallelujah. Because we've done it at church for years and years, and or many years ago, and now to bring it to the radio, it works very well. And I just thank God, because it was a step of faith now. Because, you know, you just don't know if people are just going to get into it, but you guys really did. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Now, I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom. I should have opened it first, but, hey, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So, Pastor Mom,
yes,
hope I caught you at a good time.
Everybody, I just thank the Lord for everybody speaking. It was very good, and I just said that I love the Lord, and I know he loves me, and we just carry on and keep going. And I really enjoyed this program. You can do it again, and I'll be right there with you again. So thank the Lord, and praise his name.
Amen. So Pastor Mom has given her seal of approval on tag team preaching. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Love you.
Welcome. Love everybody.
Amen. All right. So, anyone else? Reverend Treva, just going to see if you wanted to say anything. Did you want to say anything, Reverend Treva?
Hi, how y'all doing? I really enjoyed everybody I listened to today, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful service, and I was just so happy to be a part of it. God bless y'all. I love y'all, and I'm going to go back on mute. And I just thank God for his love, his mercy, and his grace. God bless you all.
Amen. God
Hello?
Bless you too. Hallelujah. And thank you for participating. Hallelujah. Amen. I think that's all who spoke tonight. Hallelujah. So once again, thank you all so much. And I told you, you know, next month, starting next Thursday, we'll have a new speaker on the broadcast. We're looking forward to hearing from her, seeing what God is doing with her in her home church. Hallelujah. On this Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine. It's our Bible study that comes on every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And so God has just gifted Dr. Lorraine Navarro to come in and just really, she knows God has shown her how to dig into the Word of God and just pull out those wonderful nuggets from the Word of God. And then on the Bible study, she teaches us how to be able to ask the questions and to dig into the Word of God. So it's the same phone number as right now, 619-639-4733. So, you know, call in 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you will be blessed. We noticed that there is a following of people who listen to the Bible study, and they've just been very faithful, and the people are adding on to it. So when I first heard Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she used to live in Africa, and I met her in New Jersey when I used to live in New Jersey, and I knew she was so good, and God really moves through her, and I just thought, you know, I just can't, you know, save her for myself. She needs to be shared with many people over the air. And so, and that's why she is on that broadcast. Also, we have Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Harkey. And that broadcast airs the second Wednesday of every month. So he will be on October the 9th. So mark your calendar, put that down, October the 9th, that's the second Wednesday of the month in October. It'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark it on your calendar because that broadcast, so many people have been healed. I don't have it in front of me right now of how many have been healed this year already, but I think there's been at least, if it's not close to 50 healings, might be 30 or 50, one of those numbers. But the beginning of this year, since the beginning of the year, and even people have called in from England and have gotten healed on the broadcast. So we praise God for what he's doing on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So I'm not going to keep you guys much longer. I just thank you so much. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time tonight listening about love and just praising God about love tonight. So we will see you, glory to God, next Thursday, same time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So God bless you and have a blessed evening.
Y'all tell the people that.